Love it. Love it, love it, love it. We're wrapping up the concept of stealing. And the Ramchal says in the Art Scrolls, page 185, three lines from the top, Loy Oymar. And in the Feldheim, it's the second paragraph on page Samach Beis 62. So either page, what is it on the Art Scroll?
185,
three lines in, or the green Feldheim 62, Samach Beis. Loy Oymar Me'inyan Amidus. He's saying, I'm not talking about, right, what we left off saying was a person cheating his friend and showing something on the outside which is not really on the inside. He says, Loy Oymar Me'inyan Amidus. He says, I'm not talking about the measurements that a person, right, they used to do these measurements in Yerushalayim and Me'esharim, they still might have it, where you're going to buy something and they have these scales. Shari Beferish, we know, Toiva Hashem Kol Oise, Hashem Lekel Kol Oise Eile. It's an abomination if you're cheating someone straight out. Vamruzal Kosha Anshin Shal Midas Me Anshin Shal Arayas. You hear this? It's worse if you are a cheater financially than the punishment of tricking someone financially like that is worse than forbidden relationships, arayas, which we're going to learn about next. The wholesaler has to cleanse his scale once every 30 days. Why? Because even if he doesn't, page 185, you got it? Even if he does not do it on purpose, he's still cheating someone. Kolshkein of an aribis, we know about charging interest. Shagavul kakoyfer b'kay Yisrael chas v'chalila. V'amuzal al pasuk b'neshek nasan v'tar b'slaka choyel lo yichya. Person does not even have life after tchias amesim if he charges interest. She'enu chay le tchias amesim chas v'sholom ki huva avak shalu meshukatz u'metoyav be'enei Hashem. Pashup shot is because lend the guy money. What, do you have to make money on the guy? Poor guy needs to borrow money. You're gonna chop. You're gonna grab him, right? Because he needs. You're gonna make money off of him. We all know this. Omnai klalei shaldavar says the holy Mesil Zisharim. Kemoi shechemdas hamamin raba. People love money, which we're gonna talk about later. Kain mechshalos of rabim. So just like people love money, so too it could cause a lot of stumbling blocks. That you have to really, really delve into it. You hear this? If you're able to be clean with money with people, wow, you've reached a high level. Listen to this line from the Heiliger Mesil Sharam, the Ramchal. Many people can become tzaddikim and chasidim in higher other levels. But when it comes to money, one of my favorite stories is the guy comes to the Rebbe. No, I'm not doing this for the Rebbe versus the Rosh Yeshiva. Just, I don't know, it sounds better with the Rebbe. And he says to the Rebbe, says, Rebbe, it's Shabbos. And he says, Rebbe, there's a cow that fell into the ditch. So the Rebbe, Avremel will show you later, the Rebbe goes with his stramel and he goes, Shabbos, Kodesh, Shabbos, 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 Shabbos. They come again. Rebbe, it's going to be a big loss of money. Right? So the Rebbe goes, oh, I don't want to hear from it. Shabbos, Shabbos, Heiliger, 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 Shabbos. Itchy, you know the story. Heiliger, Shabbos. Rebbe, the animal, it's going to really be a big loss. Come on, he says, I don't. How do you say, I don't want to hear from it? Ich will nicht hören. Shabbos, Shabbos. They say, Rebbe, it's your cow. Tzar Balachayim, get it out. Right, what's the pshat? You can reach a high, highly, you can reach a high, high, high madrega. Shabbos, Kodesh, all these holy things, when it comes to your own money, you can say the same story about a Rosh Yeshiva. It's nothing against the Rebbe, just it's better with the Rebbe, you agree. Oh, so that's what the Tzaddik tells us. The Tzaddik teaches us you can go to the highest level in the world. When it comes to your money, it's a different ballgame. I don't want to have any money issues in my house. You're going to be strong. This is only one of the mitzvahs. Every mitzvah, right? We spend basically two pages on Gezel. It already changed your life, whether you're taking shampoo from your friend or not. He reminds us, but we're going to talk about things that most people struggle with. The first thing that most people struggle with is Gezel. Rubam begezel. It's a Gemara. What's number two? That's number one. Number two is what? Arayas. Forbidden relationships, as we're going to talk. Shagam heim in achamurim ve'im shnim madrigal gezel. They are number two on the list that people struggle with. Most people struggle with financial stuff, with boundaries. The next level is people struggle with their relationship with women, with forbidden relationships, as we're going to talk about. This also takes a lot of work. It's not just the actual relations with the woman, elakola karavei love, anything that is close to a woman. As he's going to explain, he's going to go through, it's going to take us a full page of this. Umikram alehu, le sikrav legalis erva, don't get close. Since I'm not allowed to be with her, right, fully physically, harini toifs, I'm allowed to touch her. I'm good. Harein megafa, I can hug her. Ein liavon oshani noyushka, I could kiss her. Ein liavon amagosh baruch hu, no. Kishem shem nader nazir shalei l'shtes yayin. Just like the nazir says, I'm not going to drink wine. Asur lechal anavim. He's not allowed to eat grapes. Why can't I eat grapes? Grapes are very far, right? Speak to an alcoholic. Alcoholics Anonymous. They are very stringent on wine. They're not going to tell you you can't have grapes. But the Nazir will say, no, you can't even have grapes. Anything that comes, grape juice, they're allowed to have. Here it's even more machmir. Af isha she'ina shalcha. So to a woman that does not belong to you. Aser liga ba kol ikker. You're not allowed to touch her at all. Anyone who touches a woman that does not belong to him, mevi misa la'atzmo. He brings death upon himself. You see how the Chazal compare to wine. Smart. They know the way people work. You got to keep them far, far away. That's why you're supposed to get married young. Got to get married young. Because otherwise it's hard to stay far away. We learn from the Nazir, you got to stay away. That's why you have mechitzas. That's why you stay far and far away. Yeah. Like we said the other day about precious, which we'll get to. It's not once you're there. It's how do I stay further and further and further and further away so I don't even get close. This is what Hashem wants. Don't think that, oh, I could do whatever I can do until this point. No, Hashem wants us to make boundaries and to make fences to protect ourselves. And we learn from there to be careful to anything that smells and is close to that. 9 minutes. I love it, Bensi, right? 9 minutes and 35 seconds. 9 minutes and 35 seconds already transports us to a different world. Less than 10 minutes a day keeps the Yetzer Hara away and at bay.